Following is the president's speech at Logan Sport, Indiana, Friday, October 15, 1948.
I introduce to you now the Honorable Theodore Smith, Lafayette, candidate for Congress, the 2nd Congressional District. Theodore. I now want to introduce to you a man whom you all know, the Honorable Henry F. Stricker, candidate for governor of the state of Indiana. Next man I want to introduce to you is a hometown product, national committeeman from Logan Sport, Frank McHale.
I have always been proud of my hometown, and I was never prouder than I am at this time. This tremendous turnout to greet a distinguished American is certainly a tribute to this gentleman. It is a distinct honor and privilege that I present to my fellow townsmen, the president and the next president of the United States, Harry S. Truman. Look at that crowd, Harry. Give him that railroad, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Have to give the band a chance. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that introduction by National Committeeman McHale in his hometown. He's been worrying all the way down here as to whether we were going to have a turnout or not, and we have the best turnout we've had in Indiana anywhere. I don't believe Indianapolis is going to be able to equal this. I was highly pleased when I found out, by accident, that the train crew on this train are all Democrats. You know the reason I know they're Democrats? They took us over up here at the junction point 15 minutes late, and they got in here 5 minutes ahead of time. Now, it takes a Democrat to do that. We've had wonderful train crews all around the country, and they've been just as kind to us as they could possibly be. I understand we've got a politician on this train, too, that the conductor of Berkshire is running for sheriff. That's the reason that train got here on time. I'm most happy to be able to spend a few minutes here in Logansport this morning on the banks of the Wabash River. I've heard of the Wabash River all my life, and I've crossed it a dozen times, but I've never been at this point on the Wabash River. I wish I could stay longer. I've been traveling all over the country telling the people of this great nation what the issues are in this campaign. I've talked to farmers and to people in the big cities. I've talked to small businessmen, white-collar workers. And I've been reminding them of what the Democratic Party stands for and how all of them would pay through the nose if the Republican Party wins this election. Now, you've got representation in Congress in this district that looks backward. I'm certainly hoping that you'll send Judge Ted Smith to Congress from this district. This Congress needs representation for the people and not for the special interests. Here in this great railroad town, I'd like to talk about the Republican attitude toward workers. The Republican 80th Congress passed the Taft-Hartley Act in a determined effort to weaken organized labor so that the workers of this nation would not be in such a good position to bargain for better wages and working conditions. The other night in Akron, Ohio, I showed conclusively that the Republicans plan even more drastic anti-labor legislation if they are elected next month. Republican leaders regard the Taft-Hartley Act merely as the first step. Now, you people here in Loganport know what great benefits the railroad brotherhoods have brought to all of you. The brotherhoods have been responsible for bringing very much better incomes to all railroad workers. I think there are about 4,000 railroad men in this good town. Their higher pay means better living standards for themselves and their families, more business for the merchants here in town, and better markets for the farmers in the surrounding community. Now, I wonder if there's anybody in this town that wants to see the rug pulled out from under the Brotherhood and want to see them weaken. That's what the Republicans are working for. They are trying to take the rights away from labor, which were given to them under the Wagner Act, which the Democrats passed. I'm sure that you don't want that to happen. The Democratic Party has always fought for the welfare of labor, and particularly for the railroad men. The first great law passed for the benefit of the railroad workers was the Adamson Act, passed in Woodrow Wilson's administration in 1916. We've been working for your benefit ever since, and we'll continue to do that. You know, the train crews in those days were getting from $50 to $125 a month under that sort of program, which the Republicans, and the Republicans had been in power all that time, they'd never done a thing for them, and they'd never done a thing for labor consciously in their lives. What I'm trying to say to you is that the pay of these railroad men now is from 3 to 5 times what it was in those days, and that means that the towns in which they live have a better times, the farmers have better times, they're all hooked in together. You can't be good to one without being good to all of them. And that's what the Democratic Party stands for. It stands for all the people, and not for just a few at the top. Of course, I know Logansport's interested in a great many things other than railroading. You're vitally interested in the prosperity of the farmers here in this great county, Cass County. I live next door to Cass County out in Missouri. Jackson County adjoins Cass on the north, and that's where I live. Our Democratic programs have helped the farmer just as much as they've helped the worker. When the Democrats took over in 1933, after 12 years of Republican misrule, 3 out of 4 farms in Cass County, Indiana, were mortgaged. Many were being foreclosed, and the banks were going broke every day. Today, Indiana farmers are enjoying the greatest prosperity in their history. Only 1 Cass County farm in 15 is mortgaged now. What brought that about? The policy of the Democratic Party to see that the distribution of the national income got into the hands of all the people and not just a few at the top, as I said before. Now, if you want to keep this prosperity, the best way for you to keep it is to go to the polls on the second day of November and vote a straight Democratic ticket. Then you'll have Henry Stricker for governor of this great state of Indiana. And you'll have Ted Smith for a representative from this district, and you certainly need representation in this district, as I said before. Don't fail now to do your duty as citizens. You know, in 1946, 2/3 of the people stayed at home and didn't vote. And we got the 80th Congress, and we got just what we deserve. People who don't exercise their rights have no right to complain about if those rights are not looked after. Every man and woman in this country who is entitled to vote should exercise that privilege, and then the government will be in the hands of the people where the Constitution intended it to be. Don't fail now. Turn out on Election Day. Vote the Democratic ticket straight, and I'll still stay in the White House, and I won't be troubled with a housing shortage on the 20th of January. How would you like to meet my family? All right, here's Miss Truman.
There's some boys over here that want to look at you, Mother.
And here's my daughter, Margaret.
Here she is.
The privilege now of presenting to you the next First Lady of Indiana, Miss Stricker.
Frankie.
Here's that conductor that wants to be sheriff, and you ought to elect him.
Thank you, sir. Sure. Come over here, conductor. They want to take a picture of you. Won't do any business.